News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The number of people entering treatment for crack cocaine use has increased by 400% in the past 6 years, according to the latest figures from the Health Research Board. And their research officer, Dr. Anne-Marie Carew, joins us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. Anne-Marie, first of all, 400% seems like, frankly, an outrageously large figure in terms of a hike. Can we ascribe this to anything in particular?
Hi, good morning, Ciara. This latest report from the Health Research Board looks at drug treatment figures over a seven-year period from 2014 through to last year. And it's showing us that almost 69,000 cases were treated for problem drug use in Ireland during this time. Our key finding is that the number of cocaine cases that continues to increase. We're seeing cocaine was a primary issue for one in four cases treated last year. And we've seen a threefold increase in cocaine figures over the last 7 years. In terms of crack cocaine, we are seeing that crack cocaine accounted for just 16% of all cocaine treatment in Ireland last year. This figure is up slightly on 2019. However, when we look over the 7 years, we're finding that there was almost a 400% increase in treatment for crack cocaine use.
And will you just explain to people the difference between crack cocaine and powdered cocaine? Powdered cocaine is the one that is most commonly used here, but there is a difference between them.
That's right. So there are different types of cocaine. And I suppose it's important that we understand the different types and the different types of profile users. So the most common form of cocaine that we see in Ireland is powder cocaine, or it's more commonly known as coke. Crack cocaine is far less common than powder cocaine, but it is the other main type that we see. The number of cases treated for crack cocaine use are increasing. And last year, as I said, it accounted for 16% of all cocaine treatments. And we have seen this number increase year on year.
Okay. And is there a difference between the types of users, stereotypically the users of things like crack cocaine versus powder cocaine?
We're finding in our data that there are notable distinctions between those that use powder cocaine and those with problem use of crack cocaine. So in general, those that are seeking treatment for powder cocaine are men aged 30 in paid employment, and they're also likely to be using alcohol as an additional drug. Crack cocaine users, however, are more likely to be unemployed and to be homeless. They're typically older, and we're also seeing in our data that there are higher rates of women. I suppose monitoring these trends is critical in terms of developing tailored approaches to drug treatment. When we look then at the gender differences within cocaine treatment in a little bit more detail, what we found is the rate of male cases entering treatment for crack cocaine remained relatively stable year on year. Approximately 1 in 10 men that were seeking treatment for cocaine were reporting crack cocaine. Okay. However, when we look at women reporting problem use of crack cocaine, we found that this has increased, and it's increased by almost 80% since 2018.
So can we, and maybe we can't, Anne-Marie, can we extrapolate from that crack cocaine is very much the drug of homeless women and you know, people who are falling through the cracks? Is that a fair assessment?
Demand for treatment can be used, I suppose, as a proxy measure from what's happening in the general population. So what this indicates to us is that more people are using cocaine or using crack cocaine, and so more people are developing a problem with it and then requiring treatment.
Okay. And lastly, where does cannabis fit in with all of this? Because we would have always heard a huge amount about, you know, maybe heroin was the drug that drove people into treatment, but cannabis was the secondary drug that was very widely used. Has it changed in and I don't know if you can even say the rankings, but in terms of drug use, the prevalence?
That's right, Kara. So opioids are mainly heroin. that was the most common problem that people sought treatment for. In the last 2 years, what we have seen is that cocaine has overtaken cannabis, and it's now the second most common drug that people are receiving treatment for in Ireland.
Okay, look, thank you very much for bringing us that information this morning. That is Dr. Anne-Marie Carew, Research Officer at the Health Research Board. Worrying stuff there, Vincent. Interesting about the powdered cocaine. That's the drug of employed guys in their 30s. Probably who you know, have the fair trade coffee on the shelf and do the recycling and all that stuff, but still putting money into the gangs of organised criminals.
Interesting that there's grades of different usages between different social classes. All lethal, of course.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.